to NURFM. It is 24 past 10 as we have a look at something that has always created a bit of interest, and that's NAPLAN in and around school testing. Is it the way to go? Is it something we should be focusing more on? Is it perhaps something that is putting too much pressure on kids? Well, Professor Jenny Gore from the School of Education's got some thoughts around that. There were some studies recently, weren't there, Jenny, talking about that the NAPLAN scores could help shape careers of younger kids. How were the findings of those studies?
Hi, Mark. It was really interesting. We looked at a whole lot of factors that shape students' aspirations, or at least the relationship between these factors and students' aspirations. And what we found was that gender, age and academic achievement, prior achievement in the form of NAPLAN results, were much stronger predictors of achievement than things like socioeconomic status or Indigenous status.
Which is some good news, that just because you start somewhere, you don't have to finish in the same place.
Exactly. And NAPLAN results, as we all know, provide us with some useful information and also have some really serious limitations. So, it's just one piece of information, really, that plays a factor in kids thinking about what's possible for them in their futures.
So you mentioned limitations. Where does NAPLAN sort of stop? Where does its usefulness stop and it start to become a hindrance then?
Well, I think its usefulness is clearly in providing some diagnostic information that's valuable to schools and teachers, and indeed to families in some instances. But I think where it ends up labelling kids and kids take on an identity as a low-achieving or high-achieving student, particularly at a young age, it can be very negative in terms of really reducing what they think is possible, what they strive to achieve, those sorts of challenges that they're willing to take on.
Well, if that's the case, Jenny, is it possible as well we need to look at it holistically? Yes, NAPLAN's going to give us an academic point of view, but there are a lot of alternate learning styles as well, because we're all good at certain things and not necessarily good at others. Do you think maybe one of the limitations is that it doesn't account for the whole picture of how we all learn and the sort of person we are?
I mean, of course, NAPLAN is only a measure of literacy and numeracy performance at a certain point in time, and we are all much more than that. The idea of learning styles is actually one that's been challenged a fair bit as well. Howard Gardner's work on multiple intelligences actually didn't say that we have different learning styles. It acknowledged that there are different ways in which we perform and learn. And so, some people think that there are kinesthetic learners or auditory learners or visual learners. We might have tendencies, but we're all capable of all of them. And I think that's a really important point to be made as well. When we think about the kind of teaching that we expose kids to, they need a broad range of experiences and activities to stimulate and challenge.
I guess with all that in mind too, Jenny, if we're all capable of a lot of different things, poses the question, should we be choosing careers based on academic skills, or should we be looking at things based on what we're interested in, given that you say that we can overcome challenges and learn differently?
I think that academic achievement is significant simply because of the assessment regimes and university entry requirements that are in place. So we can't ignore academic achievement. Kids cannot go into medicine, for instance, unless they have really strong academic results. They can't go into many university degrees without that. Passion and interest, liking and loving certain kinds of work and activities, we found to be a really strong driver in kids' interests. So kids were actually saying to us that they wanted to be things that they thought would be interesting and enjoyable, saying to us that they, were making decisions based on their results.
And I guess you do go for work. You do spend a lot of time at work, so if you're interested in something, there's a pretty good chance you might be a little bit better at it than something that bores you to death. Thank you for going with those results for us this morning, Jenny.
No worries. Pleasure.
Yeah, some very interesting thoughts there. I guess it is NAPLAN that is an indicator of one measure of performance at one particular period of time. I guess the takeaway from our guest there, Professor Jenny Gore, is that just because you start somewhere doesn't mean you have to finish in the same place. I guess that goes both ways too. It's NURFM. It's 29 past 10.